أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة. The surah Bayyinah Lam Yakun. And in the first ayat of the surah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that the Ahle Kitab, the Jews and Christians, were waiting for the final Nabi to come. And also, yeah, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the worshippers of fire, and they said that they will bring iman when the final Nabi had come to them, and a bayyana, a clear proof, comes to them. But and they will not desist from accepting it. So Allah Ta'ala explains now in these ayat that what they were asking for all the time, that has come to them, and now they should have brought iman. And in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains why they did not bring iman. However, they were very anxious and waiting for the final Nabi, and they should say things to one another when the final Nabi will come, that he will be on their side, and that they will then bring iman, and they will defeat all their opponents. So finally, Allah Ta'ala sent Rasulun min Allah, ek Rasul Allah ka. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to them, and he was sent by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. The very character of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was such which was more than any bayyana, more than any proof they could ask for. The very physical structure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so perfect, so handsome, every aspect was perfect. And then his character, how truthful he was, how loyal he was, how honest he was. And they themselves called him As-Sadiqul Amin, that he who is the truthful, who is Amanat-Dar, completely. They saw the 40 years of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw his childhood, they saw his adolescence, they saw when he had grown up, they saw when he had got married, everything they had seen, and they knew what his life was. This was more than enough as a bayyana, as a clear proof to them. But in spite of that, they did not still bring iman. And Allah explains then in the other ayat that why they did not bring iman and why they got different groups. Further, Allah's Rasul came, yatlu suhufam mutahhara, partahwa waraq paak. And not only that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, but he made tilawat, he recited the ayats of the Quran Sharif, which are of the pages of the Quran Sharif, very pure and very clean. Every ayat of the Quran Sharif, every letter, every zabar zair of the Quran Sharif has just got purity and has just got is sublime and is most great and full with noor. And today we also, may Allah give us all tawfiq, we read the Quran Sharif. The mere recital of the Quran Sharif brings that noor to permeate to come into our lives also. And all that anwarat and barakat comes into us. Allah give us tawfiq to read, and with the adab and etiquette of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is such that when whoever recites it, it will have a great, great effect on us. In fact, it is that one time when Jamal Abdul Nasser, the president of Egypt, went to Russia, he took Qari Abdul Samad Abdul Basit with him. He himself said at that time, I don't know why he's taking me to the land of atheists who don't even believe in the Quran Sharif. But there, when they sat down and had the meeting, and he was asked to recite Quran Sharif, when he recited, all of them, though they were atheists, they were non-believers, and they did not know Arabic, but the mere recital of the Quran Sharif brought tears to come down from their eyes, and the cheeks and whole face was filled with tears. So this is that Quran Sharif. Allah give us also the tawfiq to read it like that and take in the meaning within ourselves. The Quran, the recital of the Quran Sharif will change our lives. And if we read the meanings of it, that now in Fajr Namaz, the great rewards for the Shuhada, what Allah has kept for them, that automatically will bring that jazba, that feeling in a person that I must also become a shaheed in the path of Allah. What great rewards they are. So this is that kitab, and who was reciting this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can match the recital of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His recital was such that one time making Fajr Namaz, and the jinnat also came and joined. And just after that, just by listening to the recital of the Quran Sharif in Fajr, those jinnat went and gave da'wah to all the other jinnat also. That what a beautiful Quran has come, and what beautiful teachings of the Quran Sharif, you people also bring iman. So that also Allah Ta'ala has sent to us, يَتْلُوا صُحُفًا مُطَحَّرًا. The pure pages of the Quran Sharif that are recited and recited by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then as the people, as the Quran Sharif explains, as the ayat came down, the iman of the Sahaba increased. And their iman, a person who has got that iman, he can appreciate this. But a common saying that if you put zafran for a donkey, the donkey won't appreciate it. Whether it is dry grass you put in front of a donkey, or you put zafran, no matter how expensive, it makes no difference. So the Sahaba had that capacity, and they knew what the Quran Sharif was. Consequently, it is said that from every house of Medina Sharif, you would only hear the tilawat of Quran Sharif coming all the time. May Allah bring that a reality to all the Muslim homes in the world, that the tilawat of Quran Sharif comes, and then this will automatically displace all the other evils that we have brought in our homes. They will go out. If we bring this and the Islamic way of life, then the non-Islamic way of life will go out of our homes also. So may Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this great kitab He has given to us, and the great teachings in the kitab, the anwarat and barakat which are for us, for in this dunya also, akhirat also.